The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
Hey, it's Cannon with a K. You're not going to believe the interview you're about to see. One of the strangest interviews I've ever done, just because of where I had to do it. I was in an Uber in Atlanta where traffic sucks, on the way to interview Billie Eilish, and I ran out of time. We were stuck in traffic. So I had to hop out at a CVS and connect to my hotspot. That's why the video sucks. And interview Billie Eilish on Zoom in a CVS parking lot beside a dumpster. Yes, Billie Eilish beside a dumpster. The girl who has sold 23 million digital singles, 5 million albums, new music on the way. We talk about the fragrance that's taken the world by storm. She's a superstar. She's Billie Eilish, and we're talking to her beside a dumpster right now on Open House Party. Enjoy.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
Hey, Billie.
What's up, Cannon?
I'm joining you today from the parking lot of a CVS in Atlanta because I was running late and I had to pull over to do this interview.
I was literally looking at your screen like, are you, this man is in the middle of the road, but look at that.
We had to get it done. When it's time, it's time. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing besides being in the parking lot?
Yeah, I'm pretty good other than that. I'm out by a dumpster right now, and I'm not even lying. I saw you in Atlanta here the other night at Music Midtown, and you absolutely murdered it, girl.
Thanks, man. It was fun. I love Atlanta. It's my favorite place.
It was so cool to see you performing with the skyline in the background, and people are losing their minds. And I was reading the reviews, and this is my favorite one. Someone needs to hand me a cigarette and hose me down. Yeah.
It was so muddy. I felt so bad for everybody out in the crowd. It was like they were standing in, you know, feet of just mud straight up, like full.
I know. It was like Woodstock.
Submersion. Yeah.
Not feel bad. Everyone was having the time of their life. And it's got to be crazy, like seeing people of all ages out there losing their shit, huh?
It's so cool. It's just the coolest thing in the world. Also, it was so cool because, you know, I played actually that night. I don't know if you heard me say on stage, like that exact night, it had been 5 years to the day that I first played Music Midtown, and like 4 years around to the day that I played it on that exact stage 4 years ago.
Wow, that's crazy. Now that you've got like some downtime, what are you doing with yourself? Or do you even have any downtime?
I am making an album. I'm like in the somewhat final stages of album making right now, which has been really cool. Phineas and I are just like hanging out, making food, playing pickleball, and making an album constantly. So it's been a vibe. It's like it's a good time right now. But yeah, I've just been working, making music, coming up with ideas, and just like trying to just hang out and like live my life. I feel like I've been pretty sequestered for the last like 6-7 years of my life, and I feel like I want to live a little more, so I'm opening myself up to more experiences in the world, you know?
How has like the creative flow been? I know you went through a little slump and you kind of came out of it when you made the song that we're about to play here in a second, but how's the creative flow been recently? And when you do get in a slump like that, how do you get yourself out? Is there really any way to mentally like get out of that?
It's hard. It can be really hard. Honestly, like I just have the song to thank so much for getting out of that because we were in such a weird zone and like, I don't know, dude, January sucks. Like that is such a whack ass month. Like it's just like everything fun just ended. And like now the beginning of the stupid next year is happening. And I don't know, I find January to be very depressing. And I was not inspired and life was just not doing it for me in a lot of ways. And I don't know, I was just like really nervous. I was like, damn, am I like never gonna come out of this like weird funk? And thank God for this song and the inspiration that it gave me because it really opened me right up. And right now, like, I don't know, the creative stuff is like, it's been real. It's been good. We've kind of like, we hit our stride a couple months ago and I've just been ever since just like making stuff. And like, right now we're in the stages of the album of like bringing everything together and just making it feel like one piece of like work and art. And it's been really cool. I'm really excited about it.
I can't wait to hear the entire thing. Let's talk about your fragrance. Let's sell a little more perfume before you go, Billie. I just bought some for my daughter for her birthday. That was the one thing she had to have. And of course, it smells good. The aesthetic of it is beautiful as well. Talk about the process of coming up with like the scent and the design. And it's just so well done.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. First of all, I'm so glad to hear it. Well, you know, fragrance has just been like something I've loved for my entire life, and just anything scented is just my shit. Like, that's just something I've always loved very, very much. And I never thought it would be a reality to make my own fragrance. That's just something, such a pipe dream in my head. And I've always had ideas. I've always been like, I wish that they could make a perfume like this because I want a perfume like this. And if I could make a perfume, I'd make one like this. And da, da, da. And then when it was kind of brought up to me that it was a possibility, I was like, really? And I was just really excited and had all these ideas that I'd been, you know, churning on for my entire life, as far as I'm concerned. And I just had this whole idea of I knew the bottle idea, and I don't know, it's just all had just been brewing for so long and finally came to light, and I just was so excited. And since then, it's just like, you know, we made Eilish 2, and maybe there's another one coming, and it's just like,
oh, nice.
I'm gonna keep it going. There's maybe a third, and then there's also gonna be more in the future, forever, hopefully. So I'm really excited about it.
Well, we can't wait. I appreciate your time, your art, your energy, and just everything about you. Artists like you don't come along very often with something so unique to offer, so many unique things to offer, and you just mean so much to us. I just want to send you all the love I have. Thank you so much for your time, Billy.
God, that's so sweet. Thank you so much. Great talking to you. Get home safe.
Goodbye. Goodbye from the dumpster.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.